AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A source close to the investigation says 21-year-old Dylan Rue, already charged with murder and attempted murder for the shooting deaths of 9 people inside the Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston, has been indicted on 33 charges by a federal grand jury. Federal indictments had been expected since Roof was arrested following the June 17th shootings. A police dash cam video shows a Texas state trooper trying to drag a black motorist from her car after a minor traffic infraction, then drawing his stun gun and threatening her before refusing to follow his orders.
I will light you up. Get out.
Wow.
Now.
Wow.
Get out of the car.
Really, for a failure to signal. You're doing all of this for
get
a
over there.
3 days later, Sandra Bland was found dead in her jail cell. Authorities say she hanged herself with a black plastic garbage bag, a contention her family and supporters dispute. The trooper, Brian Encinia, is on administrative leave. Ferguson, Missouri has a new interim police chief. Glendale, Arizona Police Commander Andre Anderson has taken a leave of absence to head the force. He says his job is to improve relations between police and citizens.
Simply to build trust, to develop community policing in this area, with exception.
The shooting death of Michael Brown, a black 18-year-old, by a white police officer in Ferguson, touched off protest and violence in the St. Louis suburb last summer. Sentencing phase in the Colorado theater shooter James Holmes trial starts today. The jury that found him guilty of killing 12 people, injuring 70 others, must now decide if he should get the death penalty or a life sentence. A federal appeals court upholds a ruling that struck down a North Dakota law banning abortions when a fetal heartbeat can be detected. The appeals court affirming a federal judge's ruling that that law was unconstitutional. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 65. The Nasdaq is off 29. This is AP Radio News. Drug maker Eli Lilly says an experimental medication might slow mild Alzheimer's if people take it earlier enough. Bill Thies, senior scientist at the Alzheimer's Association, says solanezumab does show some problems.
The earlier we can start in the treatment, especially with something that modifies the course of the disease, would allow a relatively small modification to have a tremendous effect on people's lives.
However, the new findings don't prove that the drug really works. A larger study that's underway won't end until late 2016. Lilly and two competitors have been working on drugs that target the sticky proteins that seem to cause so much damage to the brain. Pennsylvania State Police say a man known for making unnecessary emergency calls recently complained of chest pains just so he could ask medics to help him fix his air conditioner. Travis Turner is now charged. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.